listened to her mother and her daughter, Sophie, talking about a school garden. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 6. Put a cross, X, in the correct box. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, is an example. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 20 seconds at the end of the second recording to complete your answers. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task.
Hi, Sophie. How was your day at school?
Pretty good. As the weather was warm and sunny, our science teacher, Mrs. Brooks, took our class outside at 10 a.m. We worked in the greenhouse and planted some flowers near the entrance of the school.
Sounds fun. Which vegetables are you growing in the greenhouse?
There are lots of vegetables already planted, because two other science classes worked in the greenhouse in February and March.
I love hearing about this school project. What did your class do?
First, we watered all the plants. Lettuce, potatoes, peas, and even some watermelons. Then we checked how the potatoes and peas were growing and wrote their heights on the chart. Each class writes the height of the plants when they work in the greenhouse.
What a smart way to see how fast the plants are growing.
Yes. Last week, the peas were 10 centimeters tall. Today they were 15. They grew 5 centimeters in 6 days. Then we planted the tomatoes because they need warmer temperatures and lots of sunshine. I hope the weather stays warm.
Will any of the vegetables be ready to eat by the end of June?
The lettuce will be ready. And maybe the tomatoes. There are also some fruit trees near the greenhouse, so we might be able to eat some cherries before the end of school. And the watermelons should be ready when we return to school in September.
And who will eat the food during the summer?
That's a good question. Maybe the teachers, because they work until July.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Hi, Sophie. How was your day at school?
Pretty good. As the weather was warm and sunny, our science teacher, Mrs. Brooks, took our class outside at 10 a.m. We worked in the greenhouse and planted some flowers near the entrance of the school.
Sounds fun. Which vegetables are you growing in the greenhouse?
There are lots of vegetables already planted, because two other science classes worked in the greenhouse in February and March.
I love hearing about this school project. What did your class do?
First, we watered all the plants. Lettuce, potatoes, peas, and even some watermelons. Then we checked how the potatoes and peas were growing and wrote their heights on the chart. Each class writes the height of the plants when they work in the greenhouse.
What a smart way to see how fast the plants are growing.
Yes. Last week, the peas were 10 centimeters tall. Today they were 15. They grew 5 centimeters in 6 days. Then we planted the tomatoes because they need warmer temperatures and lots of sunshine. I hope the weather stays warm.
Will any of the vegetables be ready to eat by the end of June?
The lettuce will be ready, and maybe the tomatoes. There are also some fruit trees near the greenhouse, so we might be able to eat some cherries before the end of school. And the watermelons should be ready when we return to school in September.
And who will eat the food during the summer?
That's a good question. Maybe the teachers, because they work until July.